The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's come to be known, is a controversial law. One of the most controversial aspects of the law in Alaska is a provision that allows for an expansion of the eligibility requirements for Medicaid. Governor Sean Parnell has decided not to allow the Medicaid expansion to go forward in Alaska. He made his announcement during a press conference held November 15th. Parnell says expanding Medicaid is one aspect of the Affordable Care Act that's failing, and he says the state of Alaska can't afford to pick up the tab for the federal government.
Currently, Alaska's Medicaid system covers 140,000 Alaskans, and it costs the state $1.5 billion. It's about $11,000 per Alaskan covered. It's already one of Alaska's biggest and most costly government programs. By 2020, without expanding the program to people who are up to 138% of the federal poverty level, the existing program is expected to grow and projected to grow from $1.5 billion to $2.5 billion. The Obamacare Medicaid expansion comes with skyrocketing increases, billions with a B, and no guarantee the federal government can make good on its 90%. Obviously, it's not free money just because these are federal dollars. They're from American taxpayers.
In announcing his decision not to allow for the expansion of Medicaid in Alaska, Governor Parnell asserted that the Affordable Care Act is failing, and he suggested that his decision to forgo the Medicaid expansion can help fix the problem.
The president and the Congress need time to unravel this national mess. They need to stop the destruction of the private insurance market and restore choice and affordability to health care plans. Medicaid expansion addresses some of the uncompensated care issues for providers in Alaska, but it only makes things tougher on more Alaskans, particularly those struggling to get by on a paycheck, who are now losing their coverage or being faced to pay substantially more for coverage. Certainly, Obamacare is forcing more into economic peril than right now it is helping. So why, under these circumstances, should we add more financial risk to Alaskans with a one-size-fits-all Medicaid expansion? The bottom line is Obamacare failed to launch, is failing to deliver on its promises, and remains in disarray. We simply cannot bail out this failed experiment by expanding Medicaid, at least not at this time.
Governor Parnell noted that if Obamacare rights itself in the years ahead and begins to deliver on its promises of more affordable and accessible health care for all, the state of Alaska can reevaluate whether to expand Medicaid. Among the state lawmakers supporting the expansion is District 36 State Representative Bryce Edgman from Dillingham. The Democrat is supremely disappointed in the governor's decision and believes politics is at play.
I would have liked to have seen a more objective look at the whole thing. I don't fault the governor, and as Representative Herron and I indicated in our op-ed that ran here recently, that we understood that the governor needed to look at what the state costs would be towards expanding the Medicaid program, and what the true cost-benefit ratios were going forward. That made a lot of sense. But when you look at the totality of the issue now, several months later, in terms of the expanded coverages to a lot of people in the state who need it, along with the immense amount of fiscal benefits that a bunch of other states with conservative governors are deciding to accept. When you look at that whole picture, it's nothing short of a head-scratcher.
The estimates vary, but it's thought that allowing for an expansion of Medicaid in Alaska could bring over 43,000 people onto the rolls. So far, Alaska is one of 25 states that have declined the federally funded Medicaid expansion. In an opinion piece that was published November 9th in the Anchorage Daily News, Representative Edgman was joined by Representative Bob Herron from Bethel in declaring that expanding Medicaid is good for Alaska. They specifically claimed that over 40,000 uninsured adults and children in Alaska would benefit, and that the cost of the expansion would be 100% covered by the federal government for the first 3 years of the expanded program. Every year thereafter, the feds would pay 90%. Representative Edgman and Herron wrote that between 2014 and 2020, this would result in more than $1.1 billion in federal funding leveraged by less than $91 million in state funding. Representative Edgman is hopeful the governor will take another look at the issue and change his mind. That's because he says there does not appear to be the will among his colleagues in the state legislature to overrule the governor's decision.
I don't think the votes are there in the legislature, not even close, to pass a bill to, you know, essentially authorize, and the governor would have to get involved at that point to sign the legislation. And will Governor Parnell himself have a change of heart later on? You know, I can't speak for him. Maybe he would, but by all indications and by the tenor of his comments at the press conference, you would think that his mind is pretty well made up hard and fast, and that he's got a long list of things to justify why, you know, it's counterproductive to Alaska to accept, you know, in the next 7 or 8 years, what did the Loon report say, that, you know, up to $3.7 billion in additional revenue at the cost of maybe a tenth of that to the state, up to $300 million, which, you know, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium study said it's maybe more like $20, $30 million. So, yeah, it's possible on one hand, but is it likely to happen? On the other hand, I'm very doubtful that that would be the case.
The governor's decision to reject the expansion of Medicaid has drawn both praise and scorn from entities located inside and outside of Alaska. The American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network expressed disappointment in the governor's decision, and in a written statement, the network claimed that by turning down the funds, the governor is denying access to 43,000 currently uninsured Alaskans to proven life-saving preventative care and treatments for cancer and other serious diseases. As part of his announcement denying the Medicaid expansion, Governor Parnell announced the creation of an advisory panel called the Alaska Medicaid Reform Advisory Group that will be tasked with looking at the current Medicaid system in Alaska and proposing reforms. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.